Right, so we are on the top of Lamed Hamed Aleph. I want to just, in order for the top of Lamed Hamed Aleph to make sense, just have to remember exactly a little bit about where we were. If you remember, we were talking about the idea that a man who's ma'anis a woman, if a man rapes a woman, he has to pay our knas. And one of the questions we were talking about was, that's only true, or that may only be true in situations where he's able to loseal isha, situations where the woman is a woman that he could remain married to. And the Gemara posed a machlokes between Shimon HaTemani and Shimon ben Manasseh. Shimon HaTemani said, loseal isha yisha sheyesh ba havaya, a woman that you could actually marry. And Shimon ben Manasseh says, no, isha haru'ul lekaima. Shimon ben Manasseh says, no, it's only a woman if you're actually able to stay married to her, right? So it was a distinction. The distinction would be, you know, situations where, you know, mamzeres, nesina, scenarios where the marriage is a marriage that is kedushin's toe-faced. You could actually be get married, but you'd still have to get divorced immediately, right? So there are scenarios like that. But, and that seems to be the machloka is between the two of them. And the Gemara then said, well, what about, according, you know, and all of this is, and we said, well, what about Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva, we know, holds that kiddushin is not tofes bechav ilavin, right? If a kohen marries a grusha, so they're not married. They are married, but the Rabbi Akiva holds has a unique opinion that kiddushin isn't tofes bechav ilavin. So what do you do in that scenario? So they said, well, if an almana marries a kohen gadol, that even Rabbi Akiva would agree that you know, they can get married, but they can't stay married.
And there's no kenas if they can't stay married.
So exactly. So the point would be, if it's got to be velosiel isha, right? That they someone who could stay married to.
Then there's a kenas.
You know, or that was machlok. Is it stay married or at least make kiddushin? But the bottom line being, it's got to be one or the other at least.
Right.
So the Gemara had said, and this is like Rabbi Simai. Why? Because Rabbi Simai had said that Rabbi Akiva makes everybody a mamzer except for a man l'kohen gadol. So fine. So the Gemara then brought the following problem, though. So if you look four lines from the bottom on Chav Tesim Abayis, so the Gemara says Ula Rabbi Yeshavev. So it says the Gemara Ula Rabbi Yeshavev Da Amar Bo V'Natzuach Chaya Akiva Ben Yosef Shaya Omer Kol She'in Lo Bia B'Yisrael Havlad Mamzer My Benay. Right. So Yeshavev said he thinks that Rabbi Akiva holds that everybody. And basically, Rabbi Akiva would say that any time that Tashmish is forbidden between two people, that creates a mamzer, right? And he's not happy about that. He said we should defeat Rabbi Akiva. He doesn't even call him Rabbi Akiva; he calls him Akiva ben Yosef. Right? But so he says we should, you know, according to Rabbi Yeshavev, who believes that the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that anybody with whom you're not allowed to have Tashmish creates a mamzer. So then again, my benayu, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh and Shimon ben Temani? So the answer, the Gemara answered, and we saw this last time. Ikim benayu chavei asay mitri v'adome, mitri v'adome, because there are situations that mitri v'adome are not allowed to marry into Kal Hashem, right? Until the third generation of an Egyptian or an Adomi who would, you know, convert for the first three generations, they cannot marry a regular Jew. So again, that's a chavei asay. So within those 3 years, you know, we'd say, oh, that's someone who you can marry, but you can't stay married to, because that's not a lot. Fine. So now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, okay, Hanich Rabbi Yeshavev, I understand according to Rabbi Yeshavev, Ilafuki me time with Rabbi Simai Kaasi Shapir. Right? If Rabbi Yeshavev is just coming to like attack the opinion of Rabbi Simai. Rabbi Simai was one who said that Rabbi Akiva makes everybody a mamzer except for Alman LeKohen Gadol. So if Rabbi Yeshavev is just like, you know, trying to show that there's differences of opinion, right? And Rabbi Simai is not totally correct, etc. So then, fine. I understand what he's talking about. He's bringing us an example, right, of Rabbi Akiva that he holds that even that any case except for an asay of mitzvah adomi, according to Rabbi Akiva, doesn't make some mamzer, and that's what this is the only case that's different. So according to him, that's fine. But ele time din afshei. If he's talking about himself, if this is his actual opinion, right? Kol she'ein lo bia b'Yisrael havlad mamzer, v'afilu chavei asay, my benayu. right? Then if he really holds himself that this is true by everybody, right? That Rabbi Akiva makes everybody a mamzer in any case, and even a case where there's chayve yaseh, right? So then what's going to be? There'll be no scenario where there's a distinction between, you know, you can get married but you can't stay married. There's no distinction because there's no person like that. So what are you going to do? So he answers no. Another case. What's the case? No, the difference is a case of this would be according to Rabbi Shavev, if this is his own opinion about Rabbi Kiva, you know, then the only case that's going to be a distinction would be Be'ulah Kohen Gadol. What's Be'ulah Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol, the halacha is, he's only allowed to marry a Basula, right? So why does that matter? Look at Rashi. Rashi, Be'ulah Kohen Gadol, it's like seven or eight lines down in the skinny lines in Rashi on the right side. Be'ulah Kohen Gadol, She'ein Valav, right? Da'almanos V'gerishin. There's no Israel Lav at all. You're not supposed to marry an Almana, not supposed to marry a Grusha, Ela Asei de Basula Yikach. So rather, it's just a mitzvah say that he has to marry ki'in b'sula b'yama yikach isha. The Kohen Gadol can only marry a woman who is a b'sula. It's an asay. It's not a love. Okay. So Gemara says. So now the Gemara says, okay, but umay shana. But so what? The mitzvah v'adomi is also an asay, right? So what's the? Why is this even more kal? Is it more lenient? You know, this case than those other cases. So answer the Gemara: the havale asay she'eno shava b'kol, because this is an asay. Doesn't apply to everybody. Right, no Jewish person is allowed to marry an Amitir Nadomi. No, right, but marrying a Basula is a halacha that applies, a mitzvah say that applies only to a Kohen Gadol. And since it applies only to a Kohen Gadol, it's even less restrictive, and we're willing to, and that's why, you know, there could be this machlokas. He wants to argue the whole machlokas, Rabbi Shavev, Rabbi Shimon HaTemani, and Rabbi Shimon Manasseh is about, you know, this case. Where he's not allowed to marry her, but if he marries her, it creates, it doesn't create a mamzer. So that's according to him, that's the one case where the two of them are fine. Okay. So now continues the Gemara. I'm Rav Chista. Hakom modim beba ahanida shemeshalim knas. Okay. So everybody agrees that if this man who is ma'anes the woman, and she was anida, that he has to pay. Okay. And the point is that even these two people who argue, Rosh Manasseh and Shem Tamari, they would both agree. In the case where he's Balanida, he still has to pay Kanas. What would be the half amina that he wouldn't have to pay? Because he's Balanida? Because a man who is Tashish with a woman who's Anida, anyone who's Anida, right, is an Isser Kares. So you might argue, oh, he's already an Isser Kares, so maybe he doesn't have to pay the more minor fine. As a rule in general, we're going to talk about this now as we move along, called Kim Lei V'Derab Minei. That typically we say if a person does something that brings along with it two penalties, they only pay the higher penalty. Right? They don't pay the lower penalty. So that
punishment comes from Shemayim.
Ah, good. So that's exactly what the Gemara is going to talk about in a second. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't read ahead.
Yeah. So you have a Gemara cup, so you're good.
I don't know about that.
So Amr of Chista, Kol Modim Bebal Anida Shemeshalim Kanas. Everyone agrees that a Bal Anida is going to have to pay the fine anyways. Laman Damer Yesh Bahavaya Hanam Yesh Bahavaya. Right? If it's because why? Because what was our rule? We had two opinions. Whether one is, well, you only have to pay if it's a woman you can marry, right? Other is, we only have to pay if it's a woman you can stay married to. So if it's according to the opinion that says a woman you can marry, right? You can marry a woman who's Anida. That's permissible, right? You can have a chuppas nida. People can get married while a wife is a nida, right? Even a normal case of two people who are totally permitted to each other, and the woman happens to be a nida, they can get married even, right? So yesh ba'avaya. Lamanda amar ru'uy l'kaima, hanayim ru'uy l'kaima, same thing. And even if it's of the opinion that it's not enough that it's something you can make kiddushin with, but you have to be able to stay married, same thing. Woman who's a nida, eventually is not a nida. And so she's permitted to stay married to such a person. Okay. So ulu afuke mit Rabbi Nechunia ben Akana, and this is against the opinion of Rabbi Nechunia ben Akana. Why the son of Rabbi Nechunia ben Akana haya osa es Yom Kippurim k'Shabbos l'tashlumin? So Rabbi Nechunia ben Akana would equate Yom Kippur and Shabbos when it comes to paying people back. What do you mean? As follows: Ma Shabbos mischayv ben nafsho upatim in tashlumin, af Yom Kippurim mischayv ben nafsho upatim in tashlumin. That just like when it comes to Shabbos, a person who violates Shabbos, the Chayav Misa, right? and therefore, since they're chayav misa, they are pater mina tashlumin. They don't have to pay back if what they did on Shabbos also caused damage. Let's say, for example, a person lights a fire on Shabbos, right? They light a fire and it causes damage to somebody's property. Yeah, but they lit a fire on Shabbos, so they lit a fire on Shabbos, that makes them chayav misa. Right, so paying back the $5,000 damage they did, they're not going to have to do. Why? Because again, Kim Lim Rav Minay, the person is chayav misa for what they did. So therefore, they're not going to have to pay for the damages. So same thing, Rabbi Nachman Ben Kana said when it comes to Yom Kippur. Right, a person again violates Yom Kippur, it's chayav nafsho. So same thing, they're patur min tashlumin. Okay, and my time, yeah, sorry. And here, the Gemara gives there's another example. Look at Rashi. So the Rashi there says, the first word in the line is Nechunya. It's like, I don't know, 12 lines up from the bottom in the skinny lines. So Lafuke midi Nechunya, Masnisin de Mischai betashlumin, Lavoa la Choso. Right? The case that the Gemara gives in other places is a person who has tashlum with his own sister. Va'afa pisha Mischai kares beviyasa. So like, let's say a person, like in that case, is attached with his own sister, so he's chayav misa for that, right? So does he have to also pay a knas? Right? So we had said a person's bala nida is going to have to pay a knas anyways, even though it's a chayav karis. So Rav Nachman Ben Kana seems to say no, that if he's chayav to pay, sorry, chayav misa, he's not going to have to pay, and maybe even if the chayav is just a chayav karis. Because Shabbos Shabbos is a chiyav misa, Yom Kippur brings with it an Issur Karis. So since Rav Nachman Ben Kana said, just like Shabbos, you violate Shabbos in a way that you have to pay someone money, you don't have to, right? Because Shabbos is a chiyav misa. So he wants to say, even Yom Kippur, which is a chiyav karis, also very serious, right? You're going to and you have to pay someone money, so then you don't have to pay the money. So you see a case where a person violated an Issur Karis, they don't have to pay the knas. So same thing, you have to pay back. So same thing here. The Bala Choso, he is Chayav Misa, and that we're Chayav Kares, so he's not going to have to pay back. And so and you see that Rav Shimon Manasseh and Shimon HaTemani, they both hold that he does pay the Knas that comes to Anita, even though that's an Israel Kares, he's valid at the same time. Okay.
He says when you that's from a base, then you get put to death.
Right? Right, correct. Right, so you don't have to pay the money. Okay, and so fine. But where does this come from? So my time with Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana. How does Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana know this? That a person who violates a larger iser is not going to have to pay the fine. So Amar Abaye Nemar Ason Bidei Adam VeNemar Ason Bidei Shemayim. So the word Ason is said both when it comes to something happening like a death, a concern for a death that's going to happen in the hands of people, right? So, and they also have the word ason refers to something that happens b'dei shemayim. So the example the Gemara is giving, that ason b'dei shemayim is when Yaakov Avinu is nervous to send Binyamin down with his brothers to Mitzrayim. What does he say? V'karo ason. Right? Something's going to happen to him, right? That's what he's worried about. So that's like an ason, like it could happen b'dei shemayim. So that's called ason. So same, and we also have the word ason in reference to if someone does something and it ends up hurting someone, someone ends up dying because of that. That's also called ason, right? Right. The Rashi quotes it says lo yeh ason, right? Talks about mitzvah bezdin, right? Fine. So you see, both cases are called ason. Ma ason ha'amar bidei adam patur min tashlumin. So if when it comes to ason that is done by a person, right, the person doesn't have to pay. This is a person who two men are fighting, and a woman who's pregnant steps in between them, and hits the woman, and she loses the baby. So you have to pay a knas for that, right? Pay a knas. However, what happens if he actually would kill her, Khalila, if she would die? So then the guy's chayav misa for killing her. He doesn't have to pay for the knas for the fetus. So just like ma ason amar bidei adam patur min tashlumin, right? That case of ason by a person. He doesn't have to pay money because he killed a person. He doesn't have to pay the kanas. So af ason amar bidei bishamayim patur min tashlumin is the same thing, and ason that would happen by Hashem, right? Also, the person wouldn't have to pay tashlumin. So same thing. So you see over here, you don't have to pay, the person wouldn't pay tashlumin. So the Gemara says, well, not so fast. Maskas barvada barava mimaitachi kam zaher lehu Yaakov lebnei atzinim upachim dibidei shemayim ninu dima arya vagame dibidei adam ninu. right? Is when Yaakov Avinu is nervous, he says, "No, I can't send Binyamin. What's going to happen to him? What's he worried about? Sinim upachim, right? These like, it's going to be cold. It's going to be too hot. You know, it's going to be, you know, that's Bidei Shemayim. Maybe he was worried about a lion or a ganav, which is Bidei Adam. Maybe he's worried about that, right? Maybe he's not worried about things only Bidei Shemayim." So says the Gemara, so the point being, he says the Karawa Son, we're saying that's considered Bidei Shemayim. Maybe not. I mean, nervous about a ganav, isn't it? Who's going to steal from him? So says the Gemara, no, Atu Yaakov, aha izahir, aha lo izahir. What, Yaakov only cared if it was Bidei Adam, if it was Bidei Shemayim, he only cared about one or the other? Yaakov, aha komile izahir. He's upset, worried about everything. So the point is, he's also worried about Bidei Shemayim. Now he's worried about everything, anything that could possibly happen. So that's not a kasha. The Gemara just says, but by the way, would Sidim Upachim Bidei Shemayim Ninu? But what, it's going to be super cold or very hot, you're going to die? You know, that's Bidei Shemayim. Vatanya Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Bitzinim Upachim. Right? The Gemara tells in a different place that everything's Bidei Shemayim except for people getting a cold, the people getting a fever. That's like, that's the things that Hashem doesn't control. That's not called Bidei Shemayim. Right? Shenem, Art Sinim Pachim, Baderech Ikesh, Shomer Nafsha Yirchak Mehem. Person should be careful to stay away from these things because Hashem doesn't control them, basically. They, you know, these are small things that a person has to be careful of themselves. Visu, I veganve vide adam ninu. Right? And even further, you want to tell me that a ganav, etc., that's considered vide adam. Ve'am Rav Yosef, v'chein tanim v'chiyah, miyom shachar beis ha-medash, af avisha bitlu Sanhedrin, even though Sanhedrin was batel, arva misos labalu. The arva misos bez in different ways that we capital punishment. We're not mevat, not batal. So much says, lo batal, ha batal. What do you mean? Of course you're batal. You can't give capital punishment anymore. That's based on midash. So ella din arva misos lo batal. No, the Rashi says onesh dugmasam. There are ways that people die even today was not batal, right? And how is that? The following examples. Mishin is chayv skila. If a person was supposed to get skila, oh no, from minagag or chayv dorasto. So what happened? They would fall from a roof. Or an animal would attack them, right? Because skila is, you throw the person off a roof. So someone would fall off a roof. Oh, that was probably because they were supposed to get skila, right? Umishin is chayv sreifa. Person supposed to get sreifa. Oh, no, for bitleika, maybe the person would chalila get, you know, caught up in a fire. Oh, nachash machisho. Or you get bitten by a snake, and the assumption is that the venom, like, burns up the person. Umishin is chayv hariga. Person supposed to get hereg. What would happen? Oh, nimsa lamachos. He gets given over to the machos who will kill him. Oh, listen, buy him up, or thieves come, and presumably will kill him. Umishin is chayv chenek, and someone who's supposed to get strangulation. Oh, tovei benar, they could you know, drown in the river. Oh, meis besar sarunchi, or they could die from sarunchi, which is some type of sickness which makes the person unable to breathe. But the point being, all these examples show that there is such a concept of a person being able to get the arba misos bezdin. So what? So the point being. That,
I mean, that's up in the air there. That's an esoteric type of...
Correct. Not really Mrs. Bezdin. Yes. Right. Yes. But the point being that there's still like that possibility. So it says, Ela epoch. So flip it around. Arye veganve bidei shemayim, tzinim upachim bidei adam. Okay, fine. So we'll argue that the arye veganve, these are really bidei shemayim. This is Hashem's way of getting to people. And tzinim upachim are bidei adam. And tzinim upachim are not bidei shemayim. And that may make you feel better, at least in the conversation. The Gemara is going to go further, give another example, but we'll talk about that tomorrow.